Calgary. A silver in men's team pursuit highlighted the first weekend of back-to-back ISU Speed Skating Long Track World Cups in Calgary for Canmore's Connor Howe. In front of a home crowd at the Calgary Olympic Oval, Howe and teammates Hayden Mayer and Antoine Gélinas Beaulieu claimed second on Friday, December 9, besting the 2022 Olympic pursuit champions from Norway in the process. "I think this race we skated the best as a team that I can remember," said Howe, 22. USA claimed gold at 335.925, while the Canucks finished at 336.485. Canada's time was nearly 2 seconds faster than 1 year ago in Calgary when the team of Howe, Jordan Belchose and Ted Jan Blomen won World Cup bronze. "Us three probably will be the choice to go with if we're all skating well," said Howe. "We had a good race, better than we have in a long time. A perfect team effort that leads to a silver second-place medal for the Canadian men's team pursuit. Un effort d'équipe parfait qui mine à une médaille d'argent second-place medal pour l'équipe de la poursuite canadienne masculine." Film projector at cbcolympicspic.twitter.com/slbhgswz6t. Speed Skating Canada, Patinage de Vitesse Canada, at SSC_PVC, December 9, 2022. So far this season, Howe has won medals at each of the three World Cups. He also won silver and a first-ever gold in the 1,500 meters at November events. Howe is Canada's top 1,500 meters long track skater and the national mass start champion. However, after finishing sixth in the 1,500 meters this weekend at 1:43.682, Howe said it was below expectations. "I started hard, but didn't have the relaxed speed that I had at the last World Cup," said Howe. "I fell apart a bit at the end. I don't want to say an excuse or anything, but I did have COVID the day after I returned from Europe in late November, so I was off ice for a week, which is a bit of a struggle. I thought I would be 100%, but maybe I'm not just yet." In the back of Howe's mind, he wants to someday own Canada's 1,500 meters time record, but he isn't setting a timeline on chasing after the current time of 1 minute 42 seconds and 1 millisecond set by Denny Morrison. Howe's personal best is 1 minute 42 seconds and 42 milliseconds. This season, the former Banff Canmore speed skater is increasing his race load and adding new distances to his portfolio. Despite taking on more challenges, the 8-time World Cup medalist isn't immune to a rookie mistake here and there. With 2 laps to go in Sunday's December 11, 16-lap mass start, 6,400 meters, Howe led the chasing pack in the second heat of the semifinals when he boldly made his move. In October, Howe surprised many and became the national champion in the event, but the race is still a work in progress on the international stage for the 22-year-old skater. Howe pushed ahead into fourth place with 800 meters left, but he immediately wondered why the rest of the pack was going so slow. "I got a bit panicked and confused and thought it was 1 lap to go and it was 2 to go," said Howe with a smile. "I took off and the guys flew by me in the last lap, so that was kind of a rookie mistake. It happens." Howe has next week to make up for it when the Speed Skating World Cup returns to the Calgary Olympic Oval from December 16-18. In other Calgary World Cup results, Canada's Laurent Dubreuil won gold in the men's 500 meters, and silver in the 1,000 meters, while Gélinas Beaulieu took bronze. Canadians Isabelle Wideman, Ivany Blondine, and Valérie Malte won gold in women's pursuit. "I think we were really smooth, on Saturday," said Wideman in a press release. "We were smooth right off the start, and we were all together as well, which we struggled with a bit, at the World Cup, in Norway. We haven't skated together in a long time, so we're still trying to figure things out a bit, but it's getting more and more smooth and powerful.